think it is, in practice, it is this unusual hybrid entity. Now, of course, even on the internet, nothing is entirely free. The internet is a structure, and ultimately that means that eventually anything can be controlled on the internet. WikiLeaks is made up of human beings who live in the physical world, and so eventually, if people in power, people or the law, can eventually be enforced, and in practice they can make life so difficult that it is impossible for an organization like WikiLeaks to operate. That's not the case at the moment. I think that where WikiLeaks has struggled, it's struggled mainly because of its own internal weaknesses and internal contradictions and its failure to build a sort of sustainable model. But there is something in this, and it's a, if you like, it's a traditional dilemma for alternative media. Do you stay outside of systems? Do you stay outside of the law? And that gives you a certain freedom, both ideologically to attack and criticize, but also, you know, commercially and legally to be free to an extent. Or do you collaborate? Do you get closer to power because you were trying to have an influence on it? And I think this is something that Julian Assange hasn't ever really resolved in his head. For one exceptional moment in 2010, there was a synthesis of the two. Here was what he billed as a challenge to power, a major challenge to the systems of power, that was effective partly because it collaborated with organizations, mainstream media organizations, and it seemed to be about as effective, frankly, as journalism can ever be. And of course, when we assess how effective WikiLeaks has been, we must remind ourselves that, of course, journalism media is just that, and in itself, it doesn't change anything.